This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Time is really moving quite fast today. Our guests are William Blair and Arthur George. The website is infraspect.com, and you are bringing up so many things that that affect all of us. And I think that each of us know a little bit about some of the things that you've referred to, such as the Bar Association and all of this, but you're connecting it in such a way that that at least I've never heard before. So
much the one of the major deceptions is that we, and I always come back to this, and if Art and I had not met and worked together, we probably could not have got where we are today in realizing what's really happening. And the indigenous people of reservations are certainly kept in the dark, and we've found it's not by mistake. It's a keep it simple minded doctrine. Mm-hmm. And those people that are spiritual are considered to be low status knowledge, and those intellectuals that are assimilated are high status. There's an important aspect in terms of how bar lawyers treat indigenous people. One is that a client, the definition of a client is a person of unsound mind. So going in, and I've been asked to say this message on the air, and this is from Dave Bald Eagle. He's a chief, Lakota chief.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there are other chiefs and headmen that have messages, and they will possibly call you today.
Okay.
And Dave Bald Eagle is very concerned with the role of attorneys and the functional role that they play. The Seven Fires Council filed a special appearance with the U.S. District Court of Columbia, and it redirected the lawyers, the court, and so forth with some very important particulars. And one was that they were indigenous people, natural, with diplomatic class standing. And constantly they have been matched up and forced to come into the Indian Reorganization Act corporate structure and get applications to be a chief. That flies in the face of culture and tradition so remarkably treacherous that it deserves absolute rebuking in all senses. Today, the Sioux people are meeting, and there's a very important thing that's going to happen. The chiefs, or chiefs, hereditary chiefs, diplomatic class, many of them. And what is happening following, I'd call it an administrative pattern of the present administration, is to create unitary executive decision makers. In the East, the chiefs became chieftains. In other words, they were just a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a vast difference between the chiefs of Lakota, and Lakota means the people,
right,
in several languages. This is very important because in this country, we've seen the decision makers go forward to such a degree as we're experiencing limited genocide, austerity, all forms of Holocaust, and very aggressive. It is beyond me to think that the judges and the lawyers that are admitted to practice anywhere forget that their substantive application of federal law goes against the purpose of a tribal court. Tribal courts were supposed to be culture and tradition, and they have gone to BFR status, basically.
Right. All right. We do have a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Thank you again.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are William Blair and Arthur George. The website is infrospect.com, and I'm really glad that you two met, because it certainly helps. Well, you connected the dots very well, I really appreciate that.
You know, this art, I wanted to say something with what William said, because I really like the way he can articulate a lot of the information, because it has been really important for us because of the definitions of things is really hard, because in the institutional standard of education, people that have a high status knowledge are looked to for input and expert information, and a lot of the people that come in this country in the institutional way of learning is lacking from the original people that had that they consider have low status knowledge, spiritual people. Those qualities were ranked on the highest level of realization, because such as myself, I'm an interpolator for land, air, animal, and water. And so I'm able to know what those entities need and have to have in order for the balance of us all to continue to live with the balance of the land being clean and the animal being having its freedom and the air being good and the water being good. Now, when these high-status knowledge people are requested, they don't have the same skill set as the original people do within this country. And I feel that's what the biggest setback is for us, is will the lead of this country, like, say, Obama, take the back seat to, say, the hereditary chiefs of the Lakota Nation or other leaders of other tribes that are in that same status in order for all the information to be put into it instead of just the human expectations of needs and wants.
Given what they've done, typically, I mean, back in the 70s, they jailed most of the leaders of the American Indian movement. I mean, there are still people sitting in jail that have absolutely no need to be in jail. It's terrible. And of course, we all know that Russell Means recently passed away. I don't know. It's a very sad situation. I don't even think that that the leaders of the U.S. government take any notice at all about the needs of the indigenous population, the people. Whether we're talking about the people, meaning the Sioux, or the other tribes, or the people who live in this country.
Is the sovereign, the real sovereign. One of the network, very infamous or famous radio networks, broadcasted yesterday, day before, that the nation state is obsolete, and taxation is the price you pay for living in civilization. Now, the reason I'm saying those things is that the treatment of people is a matter of human decency. And the spiritual people are considered low-status knowledge because they go to a consensus reality or a belief system and very distinguished, a faith system. But you'll notice in the IPCC, global climate was warming. It's now changed. It'll go to cooling, too. It'll do something. It'll mutate because that's what's on the agenda. The precautionary principle is based on no data analysis decision-making. In other words, and out of Al Gore's mouth, you have to believe. You have to believe. So we have a system of jihads. We have the religious jihad. We have the lawful jihad. We have the scientific jihad. And we have the typical persuasion or social political. Now, the first principle of sustainability is this, and here is the fraud in the collaborative system of science. The first principle is that science is not democratic. That's literature. That is within the definition of sustainability based on the exhibits from various universities we have. So we get into this system of belief. The belief in progress and belief in management are also doctrines. Those people who followed Napoleon Bonaparte had a belief in progress. So we're seeing a lot of political ideology which ends up eventually in a discussion about jihads. And a jihad usually has been to characterize the non-official religions. The official religion pronounced by Bush in the United States is Judeo-Christian. And those, there are two churches or two congregations that you're not supposed to address as possibly in a terrorism context or cult-like context. And that's a matter of record. And the two groups can be discussed in a college setting, but you cannot call them or investigate them for cult-like behaviors. So we really have jihads sitting in every political court. And in those courts, if we go in and look at a judge, I'll give you an example in the Montana situation, Blackfeet. The judges have a tribal court, and the tribal court's supposed to address culture and tradition. However, those people are out, and in came these words. We rely basically on federal Indian law in this country, and the only thing that's left is emotional sovereignty. Now, those are the court's words signed into the record, and we have the exhibits. So we confronted that. Modern air. What is modern air? Modern air is under sumptuary laws. That means that you allocate the goods, the wealth, the leisure time experience, and so forth. That's under sumptuary laws. And that's what's going on reservations, is their laws are following the material, dialectic materialism, the product, the
right.
You know, kind of a what they call a fiat economy.
Right.
Now, we're seeing a very dangerous thing come in, and it's the last, we call it the last charge. The nonprofit derivative speculators coming out of the CCX, Chicago Carbon Exchange, and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange speculate on disasters. In other words, they hope for a disaster, and they get to their clients, and they make an entire fortune off the disaster.
Sure.
And what we're seeing is the last charge in under ecosystem services. A Forest Service ranger lady once characterized it on the record during an audit meeting. She said it's a $1 trillion business. So we're going to go in and we're going to do ecosystem services, cap and trade, exchanges, carbon taxation, carbon footprint. All of these things are very, very deceptive. No tax on earth has ever saved an environment. Not one.
How true.
And so what we're seeing is a taxation coming into Indian country, and it's coming hard and fast with the nation-building scheme of creating tribal citizens. In other words, the Indian people are going to, and I mean Indian people, they're going to experience more and more taxation. Right now on healthcare, contractors come in, and in some cases the people, instead of having Indian healthcare services, are now being subjugated to debts because they owe the local medical contractor. The other thing we see, which is a treacherous crime, is when Indian people have individual assets and homes, they're being taken to satisfy the debt owed to the senior care center and so forth. And
that is terrible.
It is really bad, especially given that we're going to respect the sovereign indigenous people. The only time we really see a respect for the sovereign indigenous people is when the bankers are working behind the scenes with their corporate people who are veiled by sovereign immunity. And this means
right.
casinos and on and on and on. And we're looking at casinos very closely, and we see that they commercialize the spiritual property. In other words, it'll be a volcano like we've seen in case demonstrations where the volcano has a pretty lady next to an Indian lady, and the money is spewing out of the volcano, and this is advertising a spiritual context to the casino. And we go on throughout the United States, and we see this everywhere. We do see that they put a happy face on the casinos. And we've seen in some cases where we haven't got all the evidence we need, but we will. And this is like the Abramoff scandal.
Exactly. I interviewed him, and he was very heavy into the casino. And he deserves a lot of blame for what has gone on. Really does.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, we're going to take a 3-minute break, and we will receive calls. We do have some callers waiting on the line, so we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Deanna and our guests today are William Blair and Arthur George. The website is Infraspect. That's infraspect.com. And we do have some callers lining up. Should we take a call?
Deanna, can I say one thing before you do that?
Yes, please.
It's Art. What I wanted to say was, back when, like my tribe, when they adopted the Constitution, making them an IRA tribal government, that out of 100% of people, Washoes, only 40% voted. And out of the yes and no's is the one that adopted our Constitution here. So 60% didn't want it. And so those of us that are from those families that didn't accept this new way of doing the government, I went to the tribal council meeting and asked the tribal corporation chairwoman. I said to her, I said, now, my people now have given up our hunting, our fishing, our gathering, and our living on the land rights up to have this tribal government or this IRA government. I said, out of the 100% of the population, that you can only serve 75%. What happens to the other 25%? And their answer was to me was, "We're really sorry about not being able to do more, but we're trying." But yet, the description that William has articulated was all of the profits and all of the resources available, they're taking 100% of that and only being able to serve 75% of the people. It doesn't come together, you know.
Exactly. Terrible situation. Well, why don't we take a call? Why don't we take Dave in Indiana? Dave, welcome to the program. Dave, are you with us?
I appreciate you having me on.
Okay, and your question?
Yeah, I was hoping that your guests could answer to the idea that, you know, I appreciate him bringing up the fact that it's the judges and the attorney class that are merging with this one branch of government with the United Nations that's making indigenous people out of everyone on the planet now. And I was hoping to get you and them to comment on the fact that probably the best way to bankrupt that class is to end the drug war, and then that way Dr. Maria Santos for a state that wouldn't have died.
All right.
Art, do you want to respond? Okay.
Well, go ahead, William.
Okay. The on all these wars, such as the drug war and so forth, the drug abuse on reservation just doesn't happen because it's the market. And the reason is that people don't have a lot of money. So somebody subsidizes that market. And in comes the, what are the elements? Who is really the drug market? And that has to be looked at very carefully. We're looking, obviously, at a bread and circus kind of a mentality. The predatory economy involves the introduction of drugs, both pharmaceutical, you know, obviously the more drugs. Instead of giving people really good health, they give them a drug treatment therapy. And this includes, as far as we're concerned, the drug trafficking scenarios. We've seen it to the cartel level, and there's no question that you can't keep feeding people toxins and expect them to get healthy. So whatever drugs are out there in the respect for the medicine people, the people that actually deal with all kinds of natural remedies, that has to be respected. But we're seeing an abuse of that on a constant level. The judges and the lawyers deal with what we would just look at as a UCC or Universal Commercial Code. So in other words, they look at things in terms of money. And the unfortunate part is that toxins going on reservations are money. The courts are going to have to be cleaned up along with the Bar Association to clean up the drug cartel. If you do not clean up the court and the lawyers, the officers of the court, that includes the sheriff, that includes the bailiff, the court is really all of these people, including the plaintiffs and defendants. The court is not just a judge. So bringing the judges back into, and you mentioned something, and I literally have 14 items that I wrote out. Somebody says, well, what do you want to do? One of the very first items on the list is the purging. Purging of the collaborators, the offenders that are in positions of power. Then going back in and looking at this very carefully and saying, we use a document called non-proxy. And it means that you don't represent me anymore without my signature. The other things that can be done are like an affidavit of prejudice against judges. A declaration of vindication, and Peltier is a man that's been in the federal incarcerated system a long time.
Yes, I couldn't remember his name. We are going to a break. Thank you, Dave, for your phone call. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are William Blair and Arthur George. The website is infraspect.com. And we have Emerson from the Sioux Nation on the phone. Did you want to complete what you were saying about the previous question?
Very briefly. Okay, the various wars, like the War on Terror was in operation by the British Empire against the Irish Republic Constitutional Loyalists in 1919. That's film documentary, The War on Terror. We have the war on the drugs, we have war on this, we have war on that. But this goes to a doctrine that was also followed through all of these histories called weaponized immigration. And the drug trafficking into the Indian reservation is part of weaponized immigration.
Right. All of these wars are certainly just created to make money for certain entities, corporations and whatnot. All righty. Let's take Emerson. Emerson, welcome.
Deanna.
Yes.
My Christian name, Emerson Elk. Malakota.
Yes.
I come from the Seven Council Fire Nation. And we have been fighting the system for a long time, and today we're at the end where my people, majority of them, are going to be terminated as Indians, federally recognized tribal membership. in the Cobell lawsuit where they turned a fraudulent mismanagement of royalties into a land settlement, taking away our land without a three-quarter adult male consent specified in a treaty of 1868, Fort Laramie Treaty. Now, the problem we have there is we went to Oregon. They had a PIELC conference, and we were part of the panel there. So I went with the chief and headman and brought out the issue of what's going on. We didn't understand it because this is not our way. It's an alien, foreign way of life imposed on us. And I am one of the hereditary chief and headmen of the Ocheti Shakumi. I'm not delegated authority or surrogate authority or chief of the artificial status, IRA, Indian Organization Act, where you have to file an application to become a chief. That's alien and foreign to us. And the problem we see there happening is what they use, what William called weaponized immigration, Lakota, Nakota and Waraze, Seven Council Fire Nations, Ocheti Shakumi. This belongs to what they call the full blood. And it's really iffy situation whenever you talk about it, because a lot of people want to be what they are not, Lakota, sacred, real, intrinsic being. Now, when we bring these issues out, this alien corporate IRA imposed on our people in 1934, where Art was talking about, they imposed it without the will or consent of the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota, and Waraze. When they done that, there was only 28% that agreed on the Pine Ridge Reservation. And the majority of the Lakota, the full blood, didn't want to have nothing to do with it. They didn't take part. So what they used was the he who is silent consents. Majority, they put them in yes, and for 5 years they're going to try it out, and 5 years didn't come up yet, so it's still running. And today, the termination process, assimilate, educate, assimilate, and terminate the Indian, is upon us, and we see where, if you've seen the movie that was put on, Who is Black in America, that one blood, one drop of blood rule, Roman Empire, is being used to decimate a Native American, what they call indigenous. So this is where the problem lies. And it's difficult to talk about this, but the truth must come out because we have a treaty. This United States government made a treaty with our people back in the last legal binding document between two sovereign nations was 1868 Fort Laramie Treaty. 1871, no more treaty making with the First Nations. And after that, subjugation, the acts. And the Dawes Act, dividing the land, giving it to people. That's not part of us. Nobody owns the land except for the Creator, Wakantanka. And there are many, many nations within this United States. How could they divide the land upon which the people walk? So this is very difficult when we talk about these issues because we do not know borders, international, state. There is no borders. We always come to where the federal government is making policy for Lakota, Dakota, Nakota, and Waraze. Now, today, that policy, three of the four of the nation cannot, they're gone, extinction. By policy. Today, Lakota is the one standing because Creator brought the sacred Chanumpa to the Lakota. And everything we do, we pray. We just had a prayer ceremony here. Now, the decision made will be with the Creator, assistant of the Creator, because this is all alien and foreign. And the language does not belong to us, the English language. So you have to have an interpreter, interpolator, and translator. And it's really difficult because our language is not written, and you try to put it into English, it means something else altogether.
Right.
So this is really difficult when it comes to where the Cobell settlement terminated the IRA, Indian Organization Act, the tribes, turned them into a corporate liquidator assets, what they call a liquidation. And the Indian becomes a no more problem.
Wow.
We use that treaty because that's the last legal binding document between two sovereign nations. And we took this into the court system. And the treaty does not belong in a court, but the violation that occurred, a judgment was made. And the decision came out that Western South Dakota, a permanent home for the Sioux people. And the government is liable for any damages, pain, and suffering. We are a nation. Now, the last legal binding document defined the borders of this nation. And yet, you know, it goes back to where Chicago rewrite nullified that document. It goes back to the 1851 treaty. And the New York rewrite on that one nullified it. So we go back to 1837, and the people, the Lakota, did not understand the system. There is no English speaking where they understand it perfectly. So they can't make us say so. So the government done what it wanted to with our people, making borders. Well, basically, they took advantage of them.
Yes, they
made them wardship, under wardship. And that's not the way it's supposed to be, because Creator made us a free people.
Indeed.
So what they call liberty, we had already. It was God-given right. So it's difficult to talk about these issues whenever we go into the United Nations bringing our people human rights. Back in May 1st and 2nd, they came to Rosebud, South Dakota. United Nations Professor James Anaya came. And I spoke. I was the last one to speak on her, and I refused it.
Good.
Are they to give us a human right? We're already Lakota. You can never make or take away Lakota from us. It is who we are. As a nation, we have our own government. The chief and headman, hereditary chief and headman, not the appointed artificial Indian chief. Right now, today, in Rosebud, they're making Lionel Bordeaux an artificial chief. And he don't represent us. He can never represent us because of what he is, artificial corporate person. Well, this is a very difficult situation, but we have to make a stand in order to be who we are. We have to stand up and declare our sovereignty. And there's a lot of stuff that we didn't understand, so we went to ask for help, made a ceremony. We went to Oregon, and we talked with William Blair. I shook his hand, a commander ceremony. And we looked at this issue, and this Cobell issue should have been called a Legal Plunders Act. They did not ask for explicit consent in what they've done. And we don't agree. So there's a paradox there. Are they going to violate their law? Or Capstone Doctrine, eminent domain, falling upon artificial Indian, making him a asset, human resource.
Right.
Of the Vatican, British Empire. And this is what I told Anaya. We are not British citizens, nor are we organized property of the Vatican. Those are alien, foreign. We're Lakota. Your system does not apply here. We refused it. So it goes back to me being a savage. What is a savage? Uncivilized, untamed, untamable creature. What is that in your language? Mine is Lakota. Malakota elo itacha naja mata elo. I'm a hereditary chief and headman of the Seven Council of Five Nations. I have my language. Very proud of my language. And that was stipulated in the treaty violation lawsuit out versus USA. We have our language, our culture, and our way of life. We are a nation. So these right. political courts does not have any jurisdiction over that which is what they call a full blood. So look at the certificate degree of Indian blood. What they did to our nations, all nations, including Alaska and Hawaii. Put them under this blood, drop of blood rule and take away their right. Created artificial Indian person. It all comes down to where the person is nobody, nothing. You're just another person, resident, tenant. The U.S. South Dakota governor told this to this tribal council, Oglala Sioux Tribe. They were protesting the passage of the Keystone XL pipeline trucks through the reservation. They stopped them, and government ordered them to let them go. And that's whenever they went to see the governor of South Dakota, and that's what he told this corporation, Oglala Sioux Tribe. You're nobody. You're nothing.
That's terrible.
So this is where the governor of South Dakota is illegal in my nation, my country. So it's going to go back to the rewinding of history, how they abrogated each and every treaty, going back all the way to the colonization, U.S. Constitution for the 13 colonies. How does that constitution apply to the other tribes they made? It can't happen. It's illegal. Now you go back to where they killed the North, killed the South, and there's no quorum. Again, the North made the decision without the South.
Exactly. Absolutely.
The federal government illegally came out, the fourth branch of the government, and took over the land, the resource, without asking us. So in my nation, I could claim the United States, Canada, Mexico, as a natural Lakota, real, sacred, intrinsic being, apart from this system of governance. We do not recognize that. So how are the people of this world going to recognize me as Lakota? Because it's patrilineal descent, Lakota, Dakota, Nakota, and Wazaze. This is who we are. The federal government made lineal descent and took away this, using the drop of blood rule. Today, terminated all tribes at the Cobell. It mentioned it, 1887 to September 29, 2009. Now look at the Indian Reorganization Act government. It run for 50 years. You'll be educated, assimilated, and terminated. 50 years came, 1984. We were not ready, so they extended it 25 years. Now, look at the Cobell. Historical accounting class, 1887 to September 29, 2009. These tribes have been liquidated.
Indeed.
Yet nobody don't tell them. So this tribal council sits here as a legal governing body of the federal system, claiming tenureage, giving away that which does not belong to them. So this is why we have to notify the system. And in a Cobell lawsuit, William helped us make a special appearance. So that was noticed upon a cabinet level of this federal government.
Okay, William, would you like to say something regarding what Emerson said?
Huh. Judge Robertson received our special appearance April 29, 2010. And the clerk, U.S. District and Bankruptcy Courts received our special appearance April 28, 2010. And yet they continue to make a decision on the Cobell, saying we're not a part of it because we're not a federally recognized Indian tribal member, which puts me outside the system, outside the box, so to speak. So I, as a Lakota sovereign, want to know how I could meet with Obama to make a determination concerning my people, our way of life, our land, our resources. Now look at the European Union. The Germans have requested their sovereignty and their gold. Well, that's what we want to do, too. We want to enforce our sovereignty, use our sovereignty, and request our gold and our resources that were stolen from my nation, my land. We are a sovereign nation, and government don't want to see that because of the theft. We noticed Echo Hawk. We noticed Salazar. We noticed the governors of this treaty territory. misprision of perjury, treason, the laws they violated. And the greatest law of all is the sin they committed against my people, turning them into something that which is not, taking right. over everything. So this is a very good issue where we talked with William Blair, and he was working with R. George on this document. And when we went over there back in 2010, we talked with them daily, and we brought out these issues in these documents.
Emerson, I'm sorry, but we do need to go to a break. Would you stay on and give the board op your phone number? I would like to talk to you further. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today have been William Blair and Arthur George. Their website is infraspect.com. I wish we had another 2 hours to talk about this. We do have another caller, Anthony.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you very much. I first want to express gratitude to Mr. George, Mr. Blair, yourself, Republic, and the Seven Council Fighters. I am of a white skin. My name is Anthony Morgan Salmetto. I am a Michigan school teacher, Howell Public Schools. For 8 years, I have navigated, and I will refer to the earlier comment, and I am labeled as an opposition defiant, and I've navigated this for 8 years now. At one point, my situation was to be heard by the Michigan Supreme Court. A good man who has since on the other side, he has died, passed away. His name is Chet Zarko. It is called the Freedom of Information Act. The Michigan Education Association, the teachers' union, simply put, dismissed protection back in 2005 in exchange for money. Mr. Zarko and I sat down in 2010. I was to be lead witness, so to speak, with the Michigan Supreme Court. I returned from my spirituality in the Lakota way from South Dakota, and Mr. Zarko was found dead. The situation, the Freedom of Information Act, then 4-3 vote, it was kicked back to the legislation, the state of Michigan, Lansing, the capital. It's been stonewalled. I made a commitment to the Zarko family that I will continue the work, and I have. And I have been very well guided by the Lakota. And I am in Michigan, and I will continue this walk and this journey for the people. My brother, Emerson, my Honka ceremony, I am in absolute favor. And again, I thank the Seven Council Fires and the Lakota, and Mr. Blair and Mr. George and the Republic for airing this. We need awareness. My whole point in all of this, although I'm of a white skin and a school teacher early in the program, this applies to all of us. By blood, I'm a son of the American Revolution, Morgan, West Virginia. We, the people. And I know that there's a limit on time and space, but I think you've got the idea. This is happening throughout our country, and I have irrefutable evidence, and I continue to refute and put back on the accusers what that which they have tried to put on me. It does not belong to me. It belongs to them, and I will continue refuting to protect my family, my children, as the Lakota.
All right,
so many
Anthony.
Other.
Yes. We are running out of time. Thank you for your call. William, Art, do you have comments?
I'll be just very brief because I want Art to close on this. The IRA system is incorporated in subdivisions, the United States Corporation. They can't make a treaty with themselves.
All righty. Art, your last words?
I'd like to say that I think the bottom line of the whole infrastructure and the system that needs to be known and related to is there was an original government in this country before this government that here now existed. So those need to take the back seat and listen to the original government, what's left of us, what's left of the people that can translate those needs and wants and wishes of the land, air, animal, and water.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, William and Art. We are out of time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.